Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, today kicks off a law in Australia, which is the first in the world, in any country in the world.
They're calling it a live experiment, and all the other countries are watching this.
No one under the age of 16 is allowed on social media.
Yeah, it kicked off, I think, this morning.
I don't know how they're going to enforce this.
Well, they've said to all TikTok and all the platforms that they can receive a $33 million fine if they see that these kids are signing up.
Yeah, but you're in Australia, and very few, if any, I don't think any, originate out of Australia. So how are you going to track down somebody in other countries?
Wait, what?
To implement that. I mean, you take TikTok, for example. You take Facebook. That's out of the USA. This is in Australia. How are they going to enforce that? I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
It seems very convoluted. None of these come out of Australia. They don't originate there, well, okay?
Yeah, but so, they don't have to for them to track it, I think. I think it would be the carrier.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, how do you enforce it? How do you actually sue them and get money for it? I just don't understand. It seems very convoluted. Here's a lady talking about this thing going into effect.
Australia will ban under 16s from having social media accounts. With one law, we can protect Generation Alpha from being sucked into purgatory. If a child has a social media account on 10 December, then that platform is breaking the law.
A lot of people, some people for this, some people against this. It's back and forth. I don't know.
Well, I know, like I said, it's considered the first ever live experiment, right? And all the other countries are watching it. Now, here are the two little interesting things. Some people are saying a government now is telling me how to parent, right? That's one angle, right? Because if I trust my kid to be on social media at 15 or 16 because they're quote unquote mature, then that's my call. That's not the government's call. So that's one angle, right?
Right.
And then the other angle is so many parents are happy because they're soft parents, right? So they're the parents that they won't put their foot down, and they've wanted to this whole time put their foot down and say no more phone. And so they're happy that now it's all the kids, not just theirs.
Yeah. But me having a 7-year-old, I don't think social media is not even on his radar. The problem with him and being a parent too, is these gaming sites like Roblox. Like you go to, let's see, I pulled up with Chat GPT. I pulled up what the flags are for different gaming sites that are out there. Fortnite's on it. Minecraft's on it. It covers none of that stuff. And those things, YouTube's content. And this law that they have in Australia doesn't really cover that stuff. All it covers is social media.
But there's,
and so
like,
that's a big loophole, I think.
Well, are we sure it doesn't? Because it's like 16 different sites.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just saying the gaming sites, I don't think it's a part of this. That's internet. They're not saying that they're banning internet. They're saying social media sites.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what the list is, but for me, back to me, it's not social media. My kid doesn't care anything about being on X. He doesn't care anything about TikTok. It's all about these Minecraft, Roblox, and Fortnite, and Among Us, and all these different sites that are out there.
Yeah, like Reddit, YouTube, Instagram.
YouTube, for example.
It does include that, though. It says Instagram, YouTube, TikTok,
Snapchat.
Facebook,
it says Snapchat, and I will tell you that young teens, they and even, you know, older, they love the Snapchat. They love the Snapchat.
They do.
And I think that's where they keep track of where they are.
Yeah,
too,
they
right?
do have location yeah. tracker on
right,
that.
And
yeah.
over the past couple of months, the biggest violator, the one that the finger's being pointed at, is Roblox. A lot of parents are upset with that particular
site. Well, wasn't
it
banned or something? Didn't they pull it down?
It's not banned, no.
Oh, I thought they pulled it down.
Because
wasn't there like some creepy guys on there or something?
There's a lot of creepy guys.
There's a lawsuit.
Yeah. But what they did was Roblox came back and said that they found a way to screen that. But nobody really believes that, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if this goes far enough. It's a start. Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Well, one expert said it'll never last.
I don't think it will either.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're way past that.
I just know there's going to be so that is interesting, though. Some parents, because you know how you don't want your kid to be like the standout, like my mom won't let me have his own. You know, you don't want that kid sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the parents are like, thank you. Thank you for making them all get off of it, because that way I'm not the bad guy. And some people are like, my little Johnny is very responsible. And you know what? He uses Facebook to learn.
If it works in Australia, you'll see it happen.
Right.
All over the world, okay? But if it doesn't work in Australia, boom, gates are wide open again.
I just like that she used the word, and you can play it again, purgatory in a sentence.
Yeah, purgatory.
Right?
Yeah.
Australia will ban under 16s from having social media accounts. With one law, we can protect Generation Alpha from being sucked into purgatory.
Yeah.
If a child has a social media account on 10 December, then that platform is breaking the law.
I don't know why. I mean, I know Taylor Swift uses it in their song.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever heard it used in a sentence.
You know, part of the problem is this. When the internet first started, Washington and governments all over the world, they didn't understand it. It was the nerds that had this thing under control, right? And it got way past them before they ever caught on. So now it's all catch up.
Well, Sam Altman last night was on Jimmy Fallon or whatever. And they asked Sam Altman, he created AI, if you don't know. They asked him, they're like, what's your fear? What do you want to control it? And he's like, every day it's just learning. It's just learning. And he's just like, we don't know what it's capable of.
Right.
You know?
And you take Australia, for an example, with this law that they've got in effect. It has nothing to do with AI. Think what AI could do with kids.
Well, and the thing is, AI's only been around for 3 years, I guess, and he can't believe how many people are now using it. It's like the quickest format that they've ever seen people pick up on, and it's exploded, and we don't know what, you know, we don't even.
And not only that, you've got like Google, for example, with their AI. It's gotten so now, at least for me, I've noticed it, that you go to Google, it will take you straight to AI. You don't even ask for AI.
Yeah.
They'll take you. I just
defaults.
I just put in a Google just a few minutes ago, and they
sent
me over to the AI.
That's
now.
All it does now. Yeah. If you Google something, that's all it does.
So
that up first.
You don't really have a choice anymore. They force it on you.
Crazy.
It's kind of wild. I don't know if this is going to work or not in Australia. I don't think it will, but we'll find out as they continue.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.